Great stuff. That is Pink Floyd and Shine On You Crazy Diamond. And it's Jeremy Vine here, joined by Squeeze. Here they are. Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook. And it's great. And the beard is amazing, Glenn, may I say.
Thank you. Yes, it's been on the go since the beginning of September. And I'm finishing my tour today. And my goal was to not shave until I'd finished touring. And I've achieved that so far. It's not much of an achievement, I know. But it's very interesting, people's reaction to it.
So we were thinking of songs to sing. Everyone wants you to play all your songs. We haven't quite got time for that, but we could. Should we just start with Pulling Muscles from the Shell?
We can do that.
Here they are, Squeeze on Radio 2.
They do it down on campuses, they do it at Waikiki. Lazing about the beach all day at night, the cricket's creepy. Screaming faces at the sky, a hair of Robin's paperback. Surfers drop their balls and drive, and everybody wants a hat. But behind the chalet, my holiday's complete, and I feel like William Tell made Marion on her tiptoe feet. Pulling muscles from a shell, pulling muscles from a shell. Drinking from the sea so cold, topless ladies look away. A he-man in a sudden shower, shadows from the rain. You wish you had a motorboat to pose around the harbor bar. And when the sun goes off to bed, you hook it up behind the car. My holiday is complete, and I feel like William Tell made Marion on her tiptoe feet. Pulling muscles from a shell, pulling muscles from a shell. Two fat ladies, window shop, something for the mantelpiece. If a bingo all the night, a panda for sweet little knees. Coach driver stand about, looking at a local man about the boy who's gone away down to next door's caravan. But behind the chalet, my holiday is complete. Pulling muscles from a shell. But behind the chalet, my holiday's complete, and I feel like William Tell made Marion on her tiptoe feet. Pulling muscles from a shell, pulling muscles from a shell.
Yay! Squeeze live on Radio 2, Pulling Muscles from the Shell. Glenn Tilbrook, Chris Difford sitting in front of me with acoustic guitars, as you can hear. Great to hear. And Glenn, you mentioned you've been touring, massive solo tour, I know.
Yeah.
Chris, you have been teaching people to write songs. And I always wonder when, you know, how do you do that? Because it's very difficult to know where the inspiration comes from.
Well, I haven't been really teaching. I just kind of help people along. I did three crossings on the Queen Mary this year. And people signed up to sort of join in and write songs. Everybody's got a story in them. So the idea is just for me and my friends as other songwriters to facilitate their ideas, I guess.
So I think you wrote to the words to that song, did you not? So when you write Two Fat Ladies Window Shopping for the Mantelpiece, which is a great line, did you see that somewhere or did it come to you or what?
Well, it's sort of image, isn't it? It's a very strong British image, I guess. So I would have seen it on a, I guess, on a postcard at some stage.
The next song, Up the Junction, we so love to hear this, and the strength of the narrative and the image in this is very powerful. So if you can, guys, take it away.
Oh, thank you.
I never thought it would happen with
with me and the girl from Clapham, out on the windy common. That night I ain't forgotten when she died the rations with some other passions. I said, you are a lady. Perhaps she said, I may be. We moved into a basement with thoughts of our engagement. We stayed in by the telly, though the room was smelly. We spent our time just kissing, the railway arms we're missing. Cause love had got us hooked up, and all our time it took up. I got a job with Stanley, he said I'd come in handy. He started me on Monday, so I had a bath on Sunday. I worked 11 hours, bought the girl some flowers. She said she'd seen a doctor, but nothing now can stop her. Through the winter, the weather brass and bitter, I put away a tenner each week to make it better. But when the time was ready, we had to sell the telly. The evenings by the fire with little kicks inside her. This morning at 4:50, I took a rather nifty down to an incubator. 30 minutes later, she gave birth to a daughter within a year of Walker. She looked just like the mother. There could be another. Now she's 2 years older. Her mother's with a soldier. She left me with my drinking, became a proper stand. The devil came and took me from Barter Street to Bookie. No more nights by the telly, no more nights nappy smelling. Alone here in the kitchen, feel there's something missing. I beg for some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. But she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. So it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
Brilliant. Up the Junction by Squeeze. Somebody has just tweeted, what other radio shows have Squeeze and Norman Tebbit on the same programme? Alistair has emailed, I've just heard you got Squeeze on. Please, can they play Up the Junction? There we are, Alistair, for you. He says, this is our song. I bought it for my wife on lilac vinyl in 1979. Mm. We celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary in October. We must be one of the few couples with such an odd choice of records as our song. We saw the band when they last played Aberdeen, and we held hands throughout. And do you find your audience grows older with you, or different people come to the gigs, or what?
Different people are coming, and what's been amazing about this time that Squeeze has been back together and stuff is that younger kids are coming of their own volition rather than with their parents, and that's quite a big change. Mm. And in the States as well, we're getting a lot of young kids coming now.
And you got this year the Mojo Classic Songwriter Award, so yes, that's absolute acceptance that you are in the pantheon, you two.
We're classic. We're still holding hands after all these years.
Yeah, well, I know you've had the occasional fallout, but you're back together, and I saw you last year in concert, and I thought, oh, it's just fantastic. Yeah. Really loved it. Steph emails, great to hear Squeeze. Saw Glenn in Brighton last night.
Oh, yes.
And Chris was playing my local pub a couple of weeks ago.
That just sums us up, doesn't it, really?
I missed that one, but hearing them today makes up for it.
Anything for a pint of beer.
Yeah. I would have been there, I tell you, if you told me. Dawn emails, let the guys from Squeeze know that they really are the most talented musicians. I first saw them in 1982, the first concert that my now husband took me to. We followed them, and we continued to see them as Squeeze and as solo artists. We love them, so wish them a Merry Christmas from me.
Thank you.
We all kinds of different requests coming in on Twitter and email and so on. I know people love Labeled with Love. Mm. And why don't we do that one now, if you can?
Okay.
She unscrews the top off a new whiskey bottle and shuffles about in her candlelit hovel like some kind of witch. with blue fingers in mittens. She smells like the cat and the neighbors she sickens. The black and white TV is launching a picture. The cross on the wall is a permanent fixture. The postman delivers the final reminders. She sells off her silver and poodles in China. Drinks to remember, I mean myself. Winds up the clock, knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. During the wartime, an American pilot made every air raid a time of excitement. So she moved to his prairie and married the Texan. She learned from a distance how love was a lesson. He became drinker and she became mother. She knew that one day she'd be one or the other. He aired himself older, drunk himself dizzy. Proud of her features, she kept herself pretty. Drinks to remember, I'm me and myself. Winds up the clock and knocks dust from the shelf. Home is the love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. He like a cowboy died drunk in a slumber. Out on the porch in the middle of summer. So she crossed the ocean back home to her family. But they had retired to Rhodes and to Sandy. She moved home alone without friends or relations. Lived in a world full of age reservation. I'm not eating out chairs. She'd say that she'd sought all the friends who had left her to drink from the bottle. Drinks to remember, I'm me and myself. Winds up the clock and knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. Drinks to remember, I'm me and myself. Winds up the clock and knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. The past has been bottled and labeled with love. The past has been bottled and labeled with love.
Squeeze, Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook. Difford and Tilbrook, one of the great songwriting partnerships. Thank you so much. Amazing. So you're writing next year as well as performing?
Absolutely. Writing next year. Going to have a go at doing a record. And yeah, it all looks good. We've got a tour at the end of next year.
It's the joy of songwriting again. I think it's the resurgence of that sort of stuff, I think.
Yeah, and songs that actually say something. You know, I was just listening very carefully to that song, and there's some themes from Up the Junction there, aren't they? She moves out to the prairie and marries the Texan. You like to tell stories.
I think so, yeah. I'm a bit of a fibber.
Sarah Carpenter in Sudbury, Suffolk, says, loving Squeeze. Saw them in December last year at Cambridge Corn Exchange. They were superb. Love songs without slush. And only Neil Hannon from Divine Comedy and these guys write such humorous lines.
Oh.
And also Ashley emails and says, it's fantastic listening to you. Last saw you at the 1980 University of East Anglia gig. Glenn's voice is as good as ever. And Chris's too, I should add.
Well, so you're mine's still down in the boots, I must say.
Just one more. Craig in Teesside says, so glad to see you've got the fantastic Squeeze on. Here's a picture of myself and Glenn at a recent gig. There it is, guys.
That's recent. The beard looks pretty much the same.
You could actually make yourself useful in a grotto somewhere near here with that beard, I must say.
I'll never go short work.
He says, I'm not some kind of weird stalker, but when you're having a pee and Mr. Tilbrook takes a pee beside you, you've got to take a picture. Wish I hadn't read that out. He's taking the news, did he?
Yeah.
You remember that now?
No, I don't remember that part of it, but, all life is there.
It obviously shows anything can happen at your gigs. Guys, brilliant to see you. It's a little bit of a tradition here, and we know now that Christmas is upon us.
So. Oh, it's lovely.
Can I say Blackheath Concert Halls tonight? That's my final gig. Please come along and see it. A few tickets still available. I've got an album out with the Cooperative. That's 9 Below 0. It's brilliant. Thank you.
Anything you want to say? We're all very happy to have those plugs.
I'm just happy to be here, you know. I've got nothing to promote other than my jeans.
Steve Pulse is opening up. He's at 8 o'clock. He's brilliant too.
We wish you a very happy Christmas. Thank you for coming
God
in, guys.
Thank God bless. You.